This is LBC London News.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. 23 minutes past four. Very good afternoon to you. Chris Gold's with you live through until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, President Obama says world leaders are telling him they're increasingly worried about the possibility that Donald Trump could be America's next president. He was speaking in Japan as he continues a tour of Asia. He spent the day at, of course, the G7 summit meeting southwest of Tokyo. These were the most outspoken comments from the president that he's made about Mr. Trump and the impact of his candidacy on America's standing internationally. Joining me now is our Washington correspondent. Very good afternoon to you, Simon. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. So tell us then, Simon, what President Obama had to say.
Well, this was a very outspoken series of comments by President Obama to reporters at that G7 summit in Japan. And one wonders if he knew that he was making those comments just a matter of hours before Donald Trump would learn that he is now officially unstoppable in the race for the Republican Party's nomination. Remember that Donald Trump needed the support of 1,237 delegates at the Republican Party's convention this July in Cleveland. He has, within the last 45 minutes or so, officially surpassed that number. So he is now officially unstoppable in his quest to be the party's standard bearer in November. And that can only really serve to underscore the comments that President Obama made in Japan, where he said in his conversations with world leaders, it had become very evident that they were increasingly concerned about the possibility of a Trump president.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him, and for good reason.
And just in case anyone out there wasn't aware of what kind of good reason people might have to be rattled by Donald Trump, President Obama went further and elucidated some of those reasons.
Proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through.
So President Obama, a man who prides himself, of course, on thinking things through, some people would argue overthinking things before making decisions, President Obama seeking to draw a contrast between himself and Donald Trump. But he has to be aware now, as we all are, that Donald Trump is indeed going to be the Republican Party's presidential candidate and that America is on course now for an election campaign between now and November, unlike any other that we've witnessed in living memory.
It's absolutely extraordinary. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about it. I saw that it flash up from AP that he'd got the number that he needs. There's been so many people over so many months saying that it will not happen. It will not happen. And it's happened.
Exactly, Chris. I mean, first of all, it's an astonishing achievement. Let's be clear. Whatever you think of Donald Trump, whatever you think of his policies, whatever you think of the kind of rhetoric that he's used, the often insightful language that he's used on the campaign trail, this is an incredible political achievement by a man who had never run for election for anything before.
He's got no political experience whatsoever.
No political track record, no political experience, and indeed eschews the advice of those people who say what you're trying to do can't be done unless you become more like all the other politicians who are in the race. It's absolutely apparent that he's stuck to his guns. He is determined to be himself on the campaign trail because he believes that that is what has contributed to this quite amazing moment where we are now looking at a presidential election in which Donald Trump will be the Republican Party's nominee.
Now, this is not the first time President Obama has expressed worry about the battle that's underway to succeed him. Do we think, Simon, it's really a reflection of concerns that world leaders almost as a whole have brought to his attention?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I think certainly the timing of the remarks is not coincidental. I suspect that the president was aware there was a good possibility that Donald Trump would officially surpass that total number of delegates that he needed during the course of this particular day. But, you know, this would not be the first first time that world leaders have used meetings with President Obama essentially to say to the President of the United States, what on earth is going on back in your country? And the President and other top officials here have argued that it's obstructing their ability to get things done. It's leading, particularly in Asia, for leaders in the region to question whether, when President Obama says that, for example, his foreign policy tilt towards the Asia-Pacific region is irreversible, it's irrevocable, whether it really is, because they look around and they see Donald Trump coming up in their rearview mirror. So it's complicating life for Barack Obama, it's complicating life for John Kerry and others, and it is a persistent question that US officials are being asked, and the question is basically, what on earth is going on?
And what's the reaction been from Donald Trump?
Well, he has not yet reacted to the fact that he's passed the number, although I'm sure we're going to be getting reaction from him to that soon and throughout the course of the day. But he appeared last night on ABC's late-night talk show hosted by comedian Jimmy Kimmel, and he used the opportunity to tweak Hillary Clinton to point out that she hasn't sewn up the Democratic Party's nomination because of the opposition she continues to face from socialist Senator Bernie Sanders.
Well, I do. It's getting nasty. I had no idea it was going to be so nasty. Bernie.
And you hate that. You don't like that kind of thing.
And who would have imagined that the Republicans, 17 of whom were seeking the presidency when this process began, would officially know the identity of their candidate before the Democrats? Questions were asked about this of President Obama in Tokyo. He was asked about the increasingly angry disarray within his own Democratic Party.
I would urge and have urged both sides to try to stick to the issues, because a lot of that grumpiness arises where folks feel as if we're not talking about an issue, but we're talking about personalities and character, and they're both good people.
And just to be clear, by both sides there, he's not talking about Trump and Clinton. He's talking about Clinton and Sanders. And if you are President Obama, knowing the Republicans have picked their candidate, but Hillary Clinton still hasn't sealed the deal on the Democratic side politically, you must by now be desperate for that primary race to be over, for her officially to be identified as the candidate, so that you can get out on the stump and start supporting her.
And just talking of Bernie Sanders, there's some rumours swirling around, some talk of a TV debate between him, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump. That seems to be catching fire somewhat.
It does seem to be catching fire. Bernie Sanders had already agreed to a debate on the Fox News channel, but Hillary Clinton then said she wouldn't appear in that debate because she doesn't fancy the Fox News channel. It's a little bit too right-wing and conservative-leaning for her tastes. Then it was suggested that perhaps Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump should debate, and Bernie Sanders has said yes, he is absolutely up for that, and Donald Trump has indicated that he is giving the idea serious thought. There's of course no need for them to debate because they're not officially in any kind of race against one another, but the mere notion that that debate could take place would certainly keep Bernie Sanders' flames roaring in the fire, and the Clinton team must loathe the idea with a vengeance.
Well, just absolutely extraordinary stuff, as ever. That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, joining me there with the news that Donald Trump has secured, quite unbelievably, I would say, enough delegates at the Republican convention in July to become the party's presidential candidate. I mean, Simon, when we first started talking, when I started presenting this programme 3 or 4 weeks ago, I mean, we were still, even back then, talking about it with some sort of trepidation.
Almost couldn't believe that it was going to come to pass. But, Chris, we have to steel ourselves because it has.
Absolutely. The race for the White House continues, and it looks like, it certainly does been confirmed today, Republican convention, Donald Trump securing enough delegates there for the party's presidential candidate for the Republican convention. So thank you very much, Simon Marks. We will no doubt be back to Simon in Washington later on in the programme. Let's get the travel now.